AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The World Health Organization says there will be limited pauses in fighting in Gaza to allow for polio vaccinations for hundreds of thousands of children. A baby contracted the first confirmed case of polio in 25 years in Gaza. The WHO's Rick Peppercorn says their goal is to get 90% of kids vaccinated.
There will be two rounds, and with a split of 4 weeks. That is needed, actually. You need 90% plus to stop the outbreak, the transmission within Gaza.
The plan is for humanitarian pauses that will last 3 days in different areas of Gaza. An army spokesman says an official at Arlington National Cemetery was abruptly pushed aside during an altercation with former President Donald Trump's staff during a wreath-laying ceremony, but decided not to press charges. A statement said the cemetery employee was trying to make sure those taking part in a wreath-laying ceremony were following the rules. The Army says it considers the matter closed. A U.S. official says a Ukrainian F-16 fighter jet was destroyed in a crash.
Just weeks after, the first of the American-made aircraft arrived in Ukraine. Initial reports indicate the jet wasn't shot down by enemy fire, although the incident occurred during a massive Russian missile barrage across the country. An official adds. Rather, the crash was likely a result of pilot error. Ukraine used the jets for the first time in combat to shoot down Russian missiles during the strikes this week, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Yemen's Houthi rebels released footage showing they boarded and intentionally set explosives aboard a Greek flag tanker that had been abandoned after they repeatedly attacked it, putting the Red Sea at risk of a major oil spill. The UN's nuclear watchdog says Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels in defiance of international demands. This is AP News. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is warning people to immediately get rid of a magnetic game
because it poses serious ingestion risks for children. The CPSC has posted a warning that magnetic chess games sold by a China-based company contain magnets that don't comply with U.S. federal safety regulations. As a result, the loose hazardous magnets pose a risk of serious injury or death. While a violation notice has been issued, the company has not agreed to a recall. The games were sold online at Walmart.com in a blue box with the word magnetic on the front and back. I'm Shelley Adler.
Poland's electoral authority said the former ruling right-wing party violated campaign funding rules in the 2023 parliamentary vote and imposed a penalty worth millions of dollars that could undercut the party's resources for next year's presidential election. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.